The grace and peace be with you, my brothers and sisters in Endeavor Hills Uniting Church. Today, we gather in the presence of the Holy Spirit to explore the powerful themes of unity and our calling to be sent out as disciples of Jesus Christ. In Acts 1:6-14, and John 17:1-11, we find profound lessons about the importance of unity and our mission to impact the world for the kingdom of God. Let us dive into the passage and discover how they can shape our lives and our purpose as followers of Jesus Christ. In Acts 1:6-14, the disciples gather with Jesus just before his ascension. They ask him if he will restore the kingdom to Israel, revealing their earthly understanding of his mission. However, Jesus redirects their focus and teaching them about the coming of the Holy Spirit and being witnesses of him. After Jesus' ascension, the apostles and Jesus' followers and even his family went upstairs to the room where they were staying, and they all joined together constantly in prayer. At the time, unity was essential for the disciples as they awaited the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. A Korean proverb says, "If we unite, we live, and if we scatter, we die." It means that when we are together, we can have much more power than when we are scattered. For the follower of Christ, unity was more vital than scattering to have constant faith to keep and spread the message of the resurrected Jesus and his life. So they gathered in accord, praying together and supporting one another. This unity created an environment in which the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit could be fully realized. Likewise, as the body of Christ, we are called to embrace unity and working together for the common purpose toward God's kingdom. In John 17:1-11, we found Jesus' heartfelt prayer to the Father on behalf of his disciples. Jesus prays for unity among his followers, emphasizing their oneness just as he and the Father are one. He prays for his disciples' protection and sanctification, knowing they would encounter various difficulties in their faith journey to the world, such as conflict, divisions, or discouragement. Jesus' prayer reminds us of the significance of the unity in the body of Christ. Our unity reflects the nature of our triune God and bears witness to the world of the transforming power of Christ's love. When we are united, we become a living testimony, attracting others to the life-changing message of the Christ. The unity we experience as the body of Christ serves a greater purpose to impact the world with the love and truth of Jesus Christ. We are not called to isolate ourselves or remain stagnant within the walls of our church. Instead, we are sent out as disciples of Christ, carrying the message of reconciliation to a broken world. Just as disciples were commissioned to be witnesses in Acts 1:8, we are called to share the good news with those around us, our workplaces, schools, neighborhoods, and communities are all mission fields waiting for good influences and deeds in Christ's love. Our unity and collective efforts can bring hope, healing, and salvation to those who desperately need them. However, it does not mean that we may force others to receive our religion and conviction. We are not called to judge individual convictions, faith, or other cultures and religions. Sharing the good news is not to convince someone, but to embody God's love. So we serve others and make a good relationship through the love of God and His message. This is the way to be witness to the Great Commission of Christ. Dear friends, in Endeavor Hills Uniting Church, let us embrace the call for unity and recognize its great power. In unity, we experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit, enabling us to transform our faith communities, fulfill our mission, and impact local society and the world. Together, as one body, let us embrace our differences, support one another, and pursue God's purpose in our lives. This is the way to make a witness of Christ Jesus. Today, we have a baptism service for Soli. We can see another dimension of unity through baptism. Traditionally, baptism has been an official liturgy to make a child of God and his witness with Christian conviction and a celebration for unifying with the triune God and a faith community. The Holy Spirit will be together with Soli and his baptism, and his family and friends and our congregation will be together with the same Spirit through the baptism service today. May we go forth from this place with a renewed commitment to unity, compassion, and love to change ourselves and the world around us. Let our lives be living testimonies of the transformative power of Christ. In unity and obedience, we will fulfill our calling and bring glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit be on our journey to the unity and testimony. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the gift of unity that binds us as one, empowers us for the mission. Holy Spirit, ignite our hearts with passion. Guide our steps as we share your love and make it real. May our lives reflect your grace in words and deeds. And may our unity be a testimony in our lives that the world truly needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.